You're needy.
Call me back, man. No, but you, at least you will call back, not just text. Call me back, though. Like, if I'm calling
No, but
you,
I do that back. Sometimes.
I know. I know you do. How many times have you bought patties in the past 2 weeks?
Twice.
Porridge.
No.
Cornmeal porridge.
I ain't eating that in a while.
You've bought Guinness punch. You bought patties more than today. Twice.
See?
Well, let's calm down. There's a lot of questions.
He bought Guinness punch today.
Not Guinness punch, Oxtail.
Okay. Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie George. And as you've all known, you know, for a matter of weeks now, I'm the one that's running things around here. You know, I'm the guy that comes up with all the great ideas. And I make sure that things are put into place.
Before I introduce myself, what makes you think that? Like, give us a breakdown. You tell us
sure.
every week.
Yeah. So we got the mic covers.
Yeah. Was that your idea?
Yes, it was. Right. We've got the cushions.
Yeah.
We've got the mugs,
mm-hmm.
and we've got the gavel.
Yeah.
And we've got the fact that we're in the new studio room.
That was your idea too.
Yeah, I won't claim the picture.
You can't claim the picture because the person's made it known that.
Well, it's not signed. It's not signed.
You have a picture with the girl that painted that.
Well, you know, technology these days can edit her up.
Well, you know, Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you'll come to see.
Natalia, the styler, the one that's keeping this shit together.
Okay. No. Okay. So what shit are you keeping together?
Well, without me, a lot of things would have been broadcasted that shouldn't. I keep an eye on things and make sure that you don't get cancelled, particularly you, Jordan. So
I don't think I'm the worst person that's up for cancellation.
God, then tell us a bit more.
I personally think this man sitting next to me is up for evaporation.
Honestly, without me, guys, a lot of stuff would be shown that shouldn't be.
The first episode was a bit. But sign up to Patreon.
You can get it all on there.
We didn't edit that.
Yeah. If you sign up to Patreon, then you'll see all this stuff that could potentially get us banned off of YouTube. So yeah, and while we're here, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You know, please, you know, even just pause the video right now. Leave a nice comment. It could be anything. Let's speak about. Come on, Elsie's dread journey.
I'm not wearing dreads, but yep. Okay.
Yeah, right now, just leave a comment regarding Elsie's dread journey.
I'm not wearing dreads.
Hashtag dreads.
Yeah.
How you lot been keeping anyway?
Well, like, I ain't seen you in a little while, Natalia. Anything new?
I've been all right, you know.
Anything happen of any worth that you want to update us with?
Emotions? Any goals you set? Anything?
Nothing drastic. I'm trying to think, what?
Any new love interests? Anything?
Nothing drastic. We're just keeping it going every day, grinding hard, you know, making small improvements every day to my mental and physical health.
Oh, wow.
Working on my daily goals, getting closer to God, minding my business, drinking water, all that good stuff.
Sounds good. Really? Sounds purified.
Do you know the sad thing about what she said is it's so positive, but no one cares about
that. Well, at least it's the truth, yeah?
No one know about anything good. They like they want to hear commotion
trauma.
And...
Yeah.
And trauma and...
I don't have that around me, so I'd be lying.
That's what they want to hear. Like, has anyone got anything bad to say? who's going through trauma?
Boy, what about you lot? Anything really happened this week?
What section do we... take people to court. Is it now, or do we do that later on?
I can begin court now.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to hold your cup up, or you just?
I can't do both. You know, now that I'm holding the mic. Court is now in session.
So I just got a question. I'm glad he probably even knows I'm gonna ask him, but I'd just like to know why. You, Fionn, you can't stick to your word for particular things.
What happened now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
I mean,
yeah.
For the past few months.
It's hot in here, man.
It's hot. I bet it's hot. You haven't stuck to your word when it comes to like working out or fitness or saying you're going to be somewhere.
Drinking.
So I would just like to know as to why.
Beer?
Yeah, bro. You've been
drinking.
When's
the last time you had beer?
Yes, you have.
Wait,
Semi-final? England semi-final?
Last week.
That was last Sunday. Semi-final weren't last week. It was about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
And then Javan's birthday, you had beer?
That weren't last week, was it?
Yeah, basically.
I think that might have been the same week as football, maybe.
Yeah, what's your point here?
So I just want to know why it is you can't take your fitness journey seriously. What is it why you just keep dropping out of all these arrangements?
You don't really turn up to boxing either, do you?
I'll give a whole rundown for so that it doesn't feel like I'm trying to take the piss out of you. So boxing, you came once.
Twice.
Because you sustained the injury and you said you're not going to come back. You then started, or you took up running with Run Pack. Shout out Run Pack. They're actually like a sick group of individuals that...
They're a run club
up in... It's Mile End, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You was meant to... Or you went Run Pack once.
Twice.
You went with your friend.
Was it actually twice?
Yeah.
You went with his friend. And shout out your friend as well, because when I saw him at the... He was mashing work, he was doing his thing. You didn't turn up because you fell asleep.
Yeah.
You work in quite close proximity to your... So I don't know why you couldn't just get up and just...
And if it's like, you know, anything like to do with drinking or Jamaica, you don't fall asleep.
No. How many times have you bought patties in the past 2 weeks?
Twice.
No, porridge.
Cornmeal porridge.
I ain't in that in a while.
You've bought Guinness punch. You bought patties more than twice.
See?
Wait, let's calm down. There's a lot of questions.
He bought Guinness Punch today.
Not Guinness Punch, Oxtail.
Okay.
How many times have you gone to that shop in Brixton?
Twice. All right, I'll keep it real, yeah? I've clocked something about myself when it comes to the fitness. I think I need a gym partner.
You need accountability.
You need a personal trainer.
Not personal trainer, a gym partner. Someone to be like, come on, let's go. Because I think sometimes I just say to myself...
Because you're lazy.
There's an element of that. And I think with fitness, you've got to be kind of have
would
a get up
would you consider yourself a lazy person in general?
No, not really. I think I'm quite... Yeah, I get things done. But I just... When it comes to fitness, it's like I'm on it and I enjoy it. But sometimes it's that thought of going that makes me think, oh, this is long.
You can't be bothered.
Yeah. And
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
In your bed in your pants and your wife. You know?
Sometimes that is better option.
Because I was thinking about his journey from his house to get them patties. That's at least half an hour to 40 minutes.
And there's a gym downstairs.
No, I've got no excuse apart from laziness.
In my mind, you must have bought a madness. Maybe like enough to cater a small funeral worth of patties. for me to make that journey.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
No, it's nice. Yeah, but I think I do need, because when I was banging gym properly, I was going with my brethren, and like it was a more of a thing where like if you didn't go, you'll get banned. But now, because I'm just going on my own, there's no accountability, so I could just do what I want.
But we tried to hold you.
I do remember in one of the episodes previously, you did mention that you're looking for a partner who goes to the gym. So is that something that you think you should be keeping up with yourself?
Yeah, because that's the kettle calling the pot black, is that the right thing?
No, but it's not got to that stage yet where it's peak, but I do need to start going again though.
So you're like, if we start holding you accountable again in the group, just boxing. I'm not going to ask you for gym.
Yeah, but you lot do it so aggressively though.
That's how they get it done.
I'll tell you the time. And no, you say, but I can't make it. I'll say, oh,
it will just be things like the way you lot will be asking me questions that you know the answer to.
Like what?
Like, where are you? You know I'm not at the gym. And the thing is, it's all of you lot as well. It's Vinny, you.
Because you didn't come last week because you said you're going Movado. We went boxing at 12.
Yeah.
My father ain't touching that stage till about 8 p.m. So but, I thought you're taking the piss.
And you know what I saw? I saw a picture of Fionn in a car park with Rare Nephew on his bonnet, fruit punch. His priorities are all wrong.
No, I need to get back into it though. And I'm thinking of changing my gym as well. I don't really like my gym.
My gym change the scenery might help.
Yeah, I think I do.
When I went Kings, I felt more motivated to go.
But yeah, no, I'm gonna get back on it though.
Let's go.
So you're genuinely serious?
Yeah, no. I do need to be held accountable. Because at these ages, if we don't, it's just gonna be a hard journey.
Yeah, it's just gonna be downhill. And you don't play any sports or nothing. Like you're not.
Yeah, that's why the gym is so important.
All you do is just drink.
No.
Did you drink yesterday?
Yeah, you know I did. You just said that.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna get back on it though. I hear it. I did feel heavy even walking to the car today.
And you're going away on Friday.
Yeah, more. Yeah. Gym this week. Every day this week. I'm on it.
John, how's your diet going?
No, do you know what? Do you know
did
what?
You say yeah? You're on diet.
No, do you know what? In the week, I'm not bad. You know.
It's weekends.
Yeah. Like in the week, generally, I don't eat crap in the week.
Okay.
And to be fair, I don't really eat crap on the weekends. Only if I, only
George,
if
gonna speak in the mic.
Only if I go out really, yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'll have. Like maybe a Matt D's on the way home. But other than that,
I can't.
I don't really eat mad.
Yeah. Cause this is what someone DM'd us. Oh. What, maybe last week? Said that Jordan said he was on a diet. He even posted Was his workout, shout out Was. No sugar. Yeah, no refined sugar. He legitimately made me join the challenge as well. I was so motivated. And now he's posting pork crisps.
Wow.
And there's a picture above you holding the pork crisps in the camera.
So someone feels let down.
Yeah.
By Jordan's lack
well,
of...
Look, oh, no. Well, look, yeah, you know. Crisps from time to time. It's fine. Yeah? It's
is that part of Woz's challenge?
I'll be honest.
You're friendless.
Is that included in Woz's challenge?
I'll be honest. I forgot that I was participating in the challenge. I forgot. And you know what happened?
What?
I went bowling and I had a slush puppy. And as I was getting to the end of the slush, you know when it's like...
Yeah.
That's when I remembered.
That you were part of a no refined sugar challenge.
But I'm going to do it again from tomorrow. So I'm going to restart it from tomorrow.
What, you're doing no sugar from tomorrow?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing no sugar and no carbs from tomorrow.
Mm. For how long?
Until the 31st of... July.
That's a week.
But that's really hard though. Cutting out carbs. Woo!
And, you know, it's better than what you're doing.
But I said I'm going to stop. But what we're not going to do is I'm going to start working out.
You need to have just lettuce.
No.
You need to eat a lettuce, like an apple.
I've been bulking anyway. I've been on a bulking diet. I've been bulking. That's why I've been to patties. it's been a big bulk. But you know, I wanted to say, so I went to Movado yesterday, yeah? Obviously, first time you come, 15 years, I think it was. It was good. But there's something that I just said, no, I've had enough of this now, man. So... I think I've had enough of black organized events. I think I'm done with them now. I'm done.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, let me explain. Wait.
This is a black owned park.
Black organized events. I feel like sometimes it's just ridiculous. So, got there now. Queuing system, it was okay. So then we got in there. We said, right, normally you go to get a drink. The queue is just long. So there's two bars queuing up. I was in the queue for 2.5 hours.
You're lying.
2.5 hours, yeah?
I wouldn't do
that. And it got to the point, but you know when you're in already, yeah. But it's like, oh, you're close, but you're far.
Far, so you don't want to leave.
So you don't want to leave. So man just queuing up. Then I'm starting to see people hopping over the barriers. So everyone's like, nah, fuck that. Everyone starts rushing.
What, to get drink?
Yeah, to get to drink, because they're waiting for so long.
Yeah, no, that is mad.
So when we got to the bar now, They're like, oh, we've only got two card machines between 12 staff. I said, this is dumb. Then they're like, oh, card machine's broken, cash only. Gave them cash, oh, we ain't got no change. And I'm just like,
yeah, you're mad.
No, that's crazy.
And I was there for so long to the point where Movado come out when I was in the queue.
Is it?
All I mean is, anywhere you, I said,
no, do you know what I saw with the drinks?
What?
A single £10, double £20.
It was madness, bro.
That's mad.
And I was just like,
£20 for a double, you know?
Yeah.
That's a bottle.
I was like, why is it that we go to these events and man's having this type of experience?
Yeah.
Like, anyone that queued up for a drink will say the same thing. The queues were dumb.
I did see a little bit of it on TikTok.
What, there was cussing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was madness, though.
I saw the VIP section. That looked like a jail.
It was a fence.
It was a fence. Yeah, that's mad.
For VIP.
It reminded me of the 21 second video. You know how it's got that fence.
Yeah, I just like, no, man. Like you go there, you try support, and then it's just like, is this what we're dealing with?
Yeah.
2.5 hours for a drink. So I said, no, man. I just think that we have to just do better, man. And I might not start going to these things anymore. I might just leave it.
So where are you
going
to
go?
I was going to say, it's very difficult not to, because you're not going to go
to any black-owned event?
All
not
your friends.
Black-owned.
Organised.
Okay, so you're not going to...
If they're not going to...
So you're not going to support any black organised
event? I will, but they need to start patterning up, man. I'm tired of it, bro. I'm tired of going out and feeling
so frustrated. Are you going to go to black organised events or not? Or are you going to stop?
Do you like black people
trying to make money?
Yeah, if they're doing it properly.
Do you support black people?
Yes, I do. But only
are you
when
an advocate
right.
of black events?
You're dumb. Only when they do it properly. I think as a paying customer.
Do you promote black people?
Yes. Because you wouldn't have that at Wireless, would you? You wouldn't be queuing up for 2.5 hours at Wireless.
No way.
Why? Okay. Why is our thing like that then?
So you're comparing black people?
Yes. To, this is the level that we need to be aspiring to.
It's Movado. He hasn't been here for 15 years.
Exactly. Prepared for 15 years. You've had 15 years of preparation.
I didn't even know you could have festivals in Wondo.
You're anti-black.
No, I'm not, man. I'm just tired of stupidness. But I just wanted to get off my chest anyway. I'm tired of these events and their poor management. It's horrible.
Well, you know, to all the black owned or organized events, I'm still in full support of you guys. You know, keep on striving and doing your thing. And I pray that that you seek and find improvement.
That's what we need. No, that's what I'm saying.
No, but you're not saying that. You said you're not going to them anymore.
If it continues, no.
Because it's a fucker. You said, and they don't know how to operate and they don't treat you right.
How much was tickets?
That was another thing as well. I think how we paid much? Over the odds.
How much?
80.
The general entry to Wandle Park. You know, I shouldn't even do that.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Wandle Park, £80. Nah.
But it's Movado.
Yeah, but still.
For people that don't know where or what Wondle Park is, it's a park in Croydon. And people just used to go there to fight after school. That's what it is.
I think it's currently used as a skating link up.
Yeah.
So there's like skate ramps and that in there.
Yeah, it's a bad park. But yeah, £80 a bit.
But Movado was good though. But there was another thing as well. Last thing on that matter. They had to stop the show.
Is it?
For like 25 minutes of his set. You know why?
Why?
Because he come out.
Yeah.
And then
everyone
all
rushed
black
forward.
People came onto the stage. And there was like, you can't have all these people on stage. It's a hazard.
His entourage or...
Just
like,
people.
Oh.
And I was like, why the hell is security not allowing this to happen? To the point where the sound engineer stopped the music. Everyone's saying, please move back. And people feel like they're entitled to be on the stage. I said, this is just jarring.
Yeah.
This, again, I'm like, this wouldn't happen at Wireless. This wouldn't happen. But our things, scatty. I'm tired.
I feel like security was overstretched though because of everything. There was a video of some, like, there's a big man climbing the fence.
I don't know, man. But
so,
just,
so why didn't you start up and
I might have to because I'm tired.
Instead of coming on your platform and
not dissing. I can say when I'm frustrated at something. I think we should aspire to be better. Do you think half an hour sets should be stopped? Waiting 2.5 hours, is that acceptable? Is it?
Yeah, we'll help them plan for you.
You want me to help them before
the planning committee? Bringing black artists over.
But anyway, to kick things off anyway, you see, as we're the new generation of adults, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I guess so, innit?
Do you think we're ready?
No. I'm not. Like, no, I'm not.
Do you think, as a generation, do you think we're ready to be the new adults? Because we've got some big boots to fill.
You're saying ready? We already are the adults.
But, like, you see how our parents were, like, they were used to look up, they used to do, like, barbecues, all that. Do you reckon
we are that age.
Yeah, but do you reckon that we're doing it, though? Do you reckon this generation's ready?
Now.
So why do you think that is, though?
I think that the community vibe has gone down a lot. Like, people are not even having, like, christenings and
pool
parties.
No, I don't know.
I think it's barbecues.
I think that the community vibe is quite big right now. Like,
everyone's always linking up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's always things to do. Like, people are always linking up. Like, you could go out every day.
I think someone was saying that the reason why there's not been any barbecues being hosted is because people don't own houses or have their own house anymore.
Mm.
Oh,
people
are
even flat sharing, living with their parents still. They can't just have their own vibes in their parents' house. Do you know what I mean? It's like cost of living. Like,
that's what's smashing.
Cost of housing.
Mm. Now, outside of our bubble, I do like people do struggle to link up and go places. Because when I speak to like my friends that maybe don't live in London or like they don't really link up, a big occasion would be someone's christening or someone's birthday. Other than that, they don't really link up. Like,
also,
we can ring each other and just go, oh, fuck it, yeah, let's go here.
And also, remember,
it's London, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and when you live in London and you grow up with certain people that end up doing events and stuff, we come from quite a privileged point of view because we can just go to our friends' events.
Mm.
A lot of people don't have that.
Mm.
There's so many people, actually, that don't have that.
Yeah, it is quite privileged when you think about it.
Yeah.
So would you not say that you're more or less sociable than your parents are now?
I think, it's hard. I think from like the gathering side of things, less. Like back in the day, I remember I used to have settings at my house regular or go to my cousin's house regular and just settings. Now, we had to create a family day in the park because we only saw each other at weddings and funerals in my family.
Mm.
I just think our generation, I don't know if we do things like that.
The same. Because my memories is I'd get dragged to a party somewhere.
Nearly every weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Or like my family, friends, and I'll just be chilling in the house.
Yeah. I don't feel like that. I don't know if we're...
So I don't want people in my space, though.
I think a lot of people are like that. Do you invite people to your house? Like, have gatherings?
Not really.
Exactly. Yeah. That's probably one of the reasons. A lot of people want their own space now. I don't know. Do you think COVID has something to do with that?
I just think that the ag of thinking about the planning. Because people's always like, have a barbecue. And I'm just like, I can't be bothered with these people. I can't be bothered. Mm. It's long.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to find out you lot sports on that anyway.
Mm. Fair enough.
Else?
Do you think past the age of 16, and say you like your parent, so past the age of 16, your child's birthday, you're still responsible for their actions, if that makes sense?
So after your child turns
16? Your child turns 16, are you still responsible for their actions?
Yeah, of course.
But what kind of actions are they?
I left it vague on purpose. Yeah. But say they're like criminal activity, they're involved in that.
And they live in my house?
Yeah. You're still responsible for them?
Yep.
I'll be honest. If I have a child that is...
A criminal.
14...
Oh, your ringtone?
No, it was a BBC News update.
If I have a child and my child is 14, indulging in criminal activity, that has nothing to do with me.
That's how I feel.
That child is
really
yes, because I can't. I haven't sent him to go out and do what he's doing or her.
But you can control it.
No, you can't.
Think when about I was all the things out, you used to do.
Yeah, when I was out doing
I was a good child.
What I was doing.
That's got nothing to do with your parents.
Yeah, like that's on me.
So how do you stop it then?
You can't.
That's one thing you have to learn is that you cannot have control of who your child becomes. as a
can't you?
No.
Because you know, so what?
It's actually down to like school environment, friends could be your financial situation. Mm-hmm. Like it's just.
But
it's,
the thing
it's
is, though, I feel like you can have an impact in directing your child to try and do better, but ultimately you can't decide who your child wants to be as an adult or as a grown teenager. You can't decide that. They're going to make decisions by themselves, but it's just your duty to try and guide them as much as possible, as much as you can.
But that's what I think.
I think you can help their character.
You can influence them.
Yeah.
Like you can like influence character, but I don't think that you can.
Because I know some people that were brought up by lovely parents and they turn out to be menaces.
Wow.
Like they come from a good Christian married background where their parents would buy them anything they needed.
And they just turn into.
They turn out to do madness. So you can just.
It is hard for parents.
You can do your best.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I was reading a story. I was reading a story online where a woman, like she had a great job. She was a single mum, but her child was just bad and he was just robbing stores, robbing people.
But why?
He's choosing to be.
He just wanted to rob people.
People were like dissing her in the comments saying, oh, you're a bad mum, you're a bad this. And then she's like commenting back saying, but I've tried my best. I thought it's not actually her fault. Yeah. Your child's just a shithead.
Coming from off that, what you're saying, I was watching something yesterday and a lady wrote into a, I don't know what the podcast was. She wrote in and she was saying that she's been lying to her child for a very long time.
About what?
Because her child doesn't like going to school. The child's really young. Let's just say about 5. But what she says to the child is, if you go in and try your best for 5 days, I'll give you 2 days off. But she's lying to the child. Do you think that's okay? Because obviously you can only go to school for 5 days and you have the weekend off. But she's made her child believe
that the 2 days off is
she runs
the weekends.
Yeah, she's rewarding her child for doing well for the 5 days. Do you think that's okay?
No.
I think so. Because
it's a tactic.
Yeah, it's a tactic.
I think that's not good because when that child clocks on and finds out that the mum has been lying about something like that, that will probably break a lot of trust.
No, I don't think so. Because one of the biggest lies till this day is Father Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not telling my kids about Father Christmas.
Like, you see that? That is a mad lie, you know. Father Christmas. You know, I was leaving milk and cookies.
Bro, big man's I was leaving milk and cookies out.
Yeah, and you'll come down and there's cookie crumbs.
And a little bite in it.
The milk's half gone. Wait, and then there's presents.
Wait, you used to see that?
Bro.
Another lie.
Tooth Fairy.
The Ross Clark Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, that was the biggest one.
The Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, that was a big lie still.
Like,
that was a big lie.
Like, those lies personally are bigger than my mum lying about
the weekend.
Yeah, about the two days. Personally, Father Christmas and the Tooth Fairy, that's a bigger lie. Like,
I told you.
How did you find out then?
This is the effect lying.
I think I was a big man.
He's a big man. What?
11, 12.
Do you want to calm down and slap the carrot off the...
11, 12.
Big man.
I can imagine you really thought you was a big man at 11.
Bro,
who's eating the cookie though? Who's eating it?
Probably my mum! Probably my mum!
Who's
eating
the cookie?
My mum!
No.
Yeah, no, I won't tell my kids about Santa.
Yeah, I don't know.
I go to work and I pay taxes. I bought all of that stuff under the tree.
I feel like kids are too smart nowadays anyway, man.
It's the internet though, isn't it?
They're too exposed too much.
Yeah, it's the internet.
They're like, when you're living in a flat, what chimney?
Yeah.
What chimney is Santa coming down?
Yeah.
No, but then again,
they'll probably set up a Ringo. The kids these days will say, oh, he's coming to my yard and put a Ringo on. Yeah, I'll set up a Ringo cam to see you.
So no one didn't come.
They will have it in their yard.
Yeah.
That's how the kids are. They're more techno. Yeah, they know about technology now.
Mm.
Ty, what about you?
What?
Question.
I just asked one.
What was it?
About dying to your children.
Oh.
Yeah.
To be fair, going back to what El said, maybe that's the best way to you know, pattern them up.
What?
Just be like, yo, there's a guy called Badman. And when you're bad in school, the bad man comes.
What boxes you
up? Who's bad man?
What does the bad man do?
He takes you away.
To where?
So wait, abduction? You're threatening? No. Because if they told their teacher that, my dad said that a man's going to take me away.
Social services.
Mr. Davis.
Your child saying he's scared to come home today because he thinks the bad man's coming to get him.
Some bad man's going
to
come and get him. I got him, bad man. He keeps on being scared of a bad man.
Well, then that's why. When he goes to school. When he goes to school, he needs to know to be good. Otherwise, bad man's going to come.
Because your child repeating that to somebody else saying, no, the bad man's going to get
you. And the thing is, bad man's coming.
Social service here, that, right, Mr. Davis, also known as bad man. Mr.
Davis. You're going
to get him. They will lock you up, Jordan. You can't do that.
We can't do that. Bad man's coming.
Who's bad man then? What does bad man look like?
Bro, you need to inflict fear.
Not with a false character. They will. Social services will look into that as well.
All right. Well, I'll go back to the drawing board. Please do. But no, I was going to ask you, what is something that's very minor that winds you up, but it really shouldn't?
I don't know if this shouldn't wind me up, but I had a little rant about this the other day. You know when someone messages you like, hey, can you do this for me? Or can you come here? Or can you blah, blah, blah? And you tell them like, no, sorry, I can't help with that. Or I can't do that. Or I can't come. And they open the message and they don't say anything back to me. I don't know what it is about that, but it winds me. Like it sends like, you know, that hot flush through my body.
What, so they ask you a question, you answer.
And they don't say anything back. Like they open it and it's just. But my thing is, if I could have helped you, you would have responded. So why can't you just say no worries or cool, no problem?
Yeah, why does
who do you think you're? I know, maybe it shouldn't.
Because I felt like when you put up the snap, I just thought, why does that wind you up? Who do you think you are? Why you're upset?
So do you do that to people? So,
I can't lie, do. But
do you?
If people do it to me, I don't mind.
Let me know in the comments. Am I overreacting? I don't know what it is about that, but it really winds me up. I just think you're rude.
I'll be honest,
you're fucking rude.
I can't talk because I don't. Like reply to a lot of messages.
Yeah.
So maybe, that's just because like I would do that. Like I would do that. So if someone done that to me, I don't think I'd.
You wouldn't say no worries.
Nah. Sometimes I might.
If I remember to do it, then I would. But I don't think I'm intentionally.
Yeah, I don't like it. Give it to me, please. I don't like it.
I'm trying to think.
One of mine, is someone asking loads of questions. Like just loads and loads of questions.
You don't like to be questioned?
No, but like, I don't mind it.
What is going on?
But like,
no, because he knows it's him.
but someone asking me like back-to-back questions, like loads and loads of questions. So like, for example, if I go to my nan's house or something, and my nan and my mum are there, they'll ask me, oh, so how was this? And then I'll say, it was fine. Then question. And sometimes it's so mad where they're not even listening to the response. The next question is already there.
And you haven't even finished answering.
And that winds me up, because it's just like, are you listening or...
Are you genuinely interested?
Yeah.
Or are you just doing your checks?
Yeah. There's that, and then there is when someone bibs you for no reason.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
I'm ready to argue.
When the light just goes amber, just, and you're bibbing, how?
Yeah, I can't take that.
Yeah.
I think that's small. That annoys me.
I'm thinking, my one would probably be if I call someone and then they text me back.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So my one was mad, but
why
you're
mad.
If it's you see the automated one, I think sorry, I can't talk right now. I think no, don't send me automated. I'd rather you just don't answer.
No, I don't mind that. You can't talk.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about they might be like, I might call them.
And they're like, hey, what's up?
Yo, Man, just answer the phone.
They might not want to talk
to you. Oh, no, that don't
know me. No, sometimes, trust me.
You're needy for
no, I'm not.
You're mad needy.
No, bro. Because sometimes I need to have a chat. Yeah, if I'm calling you.
Yeah, but what if they can't speak?
They might be on a business call.
Call me back. Call me back.
Instead of the...
Just call me back.
No, but then they might not know when they'll be able to call you back. So they're checking in now. So, and you know what as well? Some things are not for the phone. Just message.
I wouldn't call someone if I didn't need to talk to them.
What I hate, yeah, I hate when someone calls you and you don't pick up and then they call you again. That is annoying.
Yeah, I don't owe you money, don't do that.
Yeah, because that's like...
Yeah, that's like, badgering though.
Like I would have seen like so-and-so, like missed call once. So I'll phone back when I'm ready.
What if it's an emergency?
Well, then let it know. But sometimes it's not.
Mm.
Or most of the time it's not. So I think those three things for me. Your one, your need.
Call me back, man. No, but you, at least you will call back, not just text. Call me back, though. Like, if I'm calling
you,
call
I do
back.
That sometimes.
I know. I know you do. I know you do, Jordan. But yeah, that kind of annoys me anyway. But yeah, else, I think it's time for Ears to the Streets,
mate. Ben, cue the music. And we are back into the streets news. I'm just gonna get straight into it. They got my boy, Jay Slater.
Yeah, man.
He's been pronounced dead. They found his body in the mountains. And they've basically, from the wounds he has, it looks like he's fallen and injured himself and died in the mountains. But I still feel like
that he was pushed.
It could have been that. There's still more to the story. Like, it just doesn't seem to add up. Because why was he in the mountains in the first place? They still haven't answered that question.
What was he doing in the mountains?
They say he went to go meet his friends in a Airbnb up in the mountains. Other people are saying he just went for a walk after the rave. There's like a lot of question marks over his death. Because it could have been more than just like harming himself, falling down the side of like the mountain. I haven't seen any pictures of like how steep it is, but they've shown like a small area of like where they found the body and stuff. But
sad though. Rest in peace, though, man.
Yeah, no, it's proper.
He was young, innit? 19. Sad.
Because all of us have gone to a festival and been drunk and gone out places after. Like, can happen to anyone, innit?
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, no, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Channel 4. Have commissioned a new show where they're looking for participants to basically reenact migrants going from Syria to UK and where else? And Somalia and UK. So they're looking for candidates.
Actors.
No, not actors, like real life people. Perilous journey from these countries to the UK so they can see how.
Do you know why I say Fionn?
Why?
Because if Fionn went bald, he has like he looks like he could be from like Sudan or somewhere like that.
Why bald?
No, why bald? Because a lot of Sudanese men are bald.
Are you sure?
You do look a bit East African.
Yeah, right?
We've spoken
exactly.
About that.
So that's why I'm saying.
No, but why would I go on a show to travel the journey to Sudan? Where are we comparing? Why would I now be on a boat to Sudan?
It's not necessarily
I would look, if I shaved off my head.
What's the journey?
I haven't said you're going to get a boat.
That's what you just said.
Channel 4 Unfortunate, let's Brits attempt perilous migrant journeys from Somalia and Syria. Sudan is Syria.
To where you get in Sudan?
Sudanese. But you could look Somali.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Because you know some of them are dark sometimes.
But what's it got to do with that show?
No, because it will make more sense if there's somebody that looks
like. That's dumb though.
Would you not go on that show though?
No. Would you?
I'm going to put a price in front of you.
Why does it have to be?
All three of us here, a price. This is a set price. There's no up, there's no negotiating. Would you do that for 100k?
No.
I'm going to see how far it is.
We don't know what conditions we're going to be in. I'm going to be hungry.
Wait, so where are we going from Somalia to Syria?
What, to Cali?
Yeah, let's...
From the UK?
Yeah, no, it says UK. So any part of the UK. I don't know which.
Oh, no, so from a dock on a boat to Somalia. That's madness.
Many people die, you know.
It's not a joke. Is this okay to be reenacting and stuff, getting people to do that?
Yeah, it seems
if there's
a bit...
cameras and stuff, there's always people around that.
Yeah, there'll be some sort of safety.
Yeah.
So you want me to suffer for 100K? Yeah.
Doesn't even tell you how.
I wouldn't be on doing that. I'm just letting you know.
Wait, I'll be honest. I've just clocked. If there's cameras around and safety crew,
you can't die.
And we're talking a day.
It's not gonna take you a day. A day to Somalia.
It takes a day
on
to
boats.
Portugal, doesn't it?
Spain. That'll be weeks.
Yeah, someone told me today they got on their motorbike, got on the ferry, got off at Spain, and that took them just over a day.
From London to Somalia,
by boat.
One stop is saying 12 hours.
Perfect.
What
on a boat?
There we go.
No. Flat, not boat.
Yeah, we're talking about on a boat.
A flat? He said, there we go.
It's not giving
you think you can get on a boat to Somalia in 12 hours?
That's insane.
No. That will take about 10 days by a boat.
No chance.
I think...
That'll take a lot of days.
That'll take a few days, man.
All right, 10 days, that's 10K a day.
Would you do it, though?
Yeah. With the safety crew.
Three times.
And you're in the conditions.
If there's no safety crew, I'm not doing it. No, if there's still, the safety crew there.
If it's a TV show, there's going to be.
But you still have to
endure the condition.
It doesn't matter.
Is it just about the journey?
They don't really give much info.
They say Channel 4 and whatever.
As long as my life will be guaranteed upon return, I'll do it.
He's talking.
I'm on it.
I'll do it.
We'll see when
you
get back.
You've seen TV production. They're not going to put you in harm's way and let you die. They might let you be hungry.
They're not in control of the sea.
All right, so you're quite fearful of like terrorism, yeah?
Just be careful.
No.
Tread lightly.
No, I'm just saying you're quite fearful of it, yeah? Mm-hmm. You know, in Somalia, they've got a problem with like pirates and stuff. So them kind of boats, there's a chance that they could be targeted. Would you still do it?
What you're forgetting is there's going to be safety.
That doesn't mean that they can't.
There'll be safety things.
Okay.
And if we're under attack by pirates, I'm pretty sure that somebody will have a gun.
Okay. So you're relying on someone with a gun.
And then that's when I'll do what needs to be done. Whether I need to join forces with the pirates and give them a couple of the hostages.
You're dumb.
Then we'll do that.
You're dumb.
So I was trying to see how far it is by boat, but there's no information on that.
I wouldn't do it. As the pirates are
approaching, I'd be like, yo, where are you?
What's that?
Whoa.
What did you say? Whoa.
Take three.
Whoa.
Take three and let me go.
What was the name?
I was going to the next piece of
news. No. 30 arrested after drugs and guns are seized from Orange County food truck after 6 months of investigation. But here's the spin on the story. There's a food truck across the road.
That's going to work. Oh, where is he going? Get away
with that. I'm not delving into it. You're going to start.
My remix, Wahali.
No, he said Warrior.
He didn't say Warrior. He said Warrior. We have to stop. You can't say Waller. I said Waller.
We're gonna do this on Patreon.
We're gonna have to get that.
Yeah, no. this food truck. Focus.
Sorry. I can't believe we just let him just get away with that. Yeah, go on, Dale, sorry.
His food truck is across the road from a courthouse. So imagine like Croydon Court. They've got a food truck right across the road. And they're serving guns, drugs, all kinds of illegal substances from a food truck across the road from a courthouse. This is a Jamaican establishment called Real Authentic Spice from Florida. I think, over 30 people have been arrested. And they're awaiting, is it trial out there? Yeah, they're awaiting trial for proper sentencing at the moment. But I would like to ask you, where would you guys sell drugs out of if you had, like, yeah?
I'll be honest, probably either somewhere really, you know, high end.
Yeah.
Or on the doorstep of the local authorities.
What's that? Hide in plain sight kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like next door to a police station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That might be tough though.
Well.
Because you're, what level are you talking like? Just like small or bulk?
Well, nothing too smelly, you know, so it wouldn't be any ganja.
Because if you're in and out your house a lot and you live next door police station, they're going to realise why is the guy in and out his house. So
but it's my food truck.
Oh, no, I didn't say like, you would do the food truck thing. I was just saying just in general.
Oh, no.
I'll do like a depot.
Well, like DHL?
Something like that, yeah. It's just constant cargo coming in and out. They're not going to be checked. I'm doing it big. Mm. I'm going big.
Heroin.
So, anything you want. Anything you want, but just in massive bulk. Bulk. Everything's just bulk. Everything's just bulk. Bulk orders. That's all I'm dealing with. What about you? What would you do, Tan?
I think I'd purchase a hair salon, do it from downstairs.
Okay.
Get the girls in there, chopping it up.
Wow.
Yeah. Come get your hair done.
In their underwear.
Come get your hair done. But no men would be allowed there. So it'd be like, if a man wants it, he has to go through one of his things. Okay. She comes and gets her hair done.
You thought about this already, and then
we get it done like that.
That's a rope her in.
Yeah. She's been asked.
She's been asked already. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's the Streets News. We'll catch you again next week.
So we're going to continue with our stories as well. I know we done it last week. So we want to continue with it. And we're going to be talking this week about a testing time. So I've said to the guys, it could be a good test, a bad test. There's a testing time that you felt, you come on the other side of it, but you remember it kind of challenged you during that period. So yeah, who wants to kick things off? A testing time.
Shall I go first?
Yeah.
So one day when I was a young teenager, I was with my sister and was walking along to the sweet shop to go and get some crisps and some chocolate. And there was a lady, a Caucasian lady, across the road. And she had one of them really big dogs. I don't know what they're called, but they're...
Alsatian.
No, they're like a racing dog. But you know when they've got really long legs?
Greyhound.
I think it might have been a greyhound.
They're fast.
And I whispered to my sister, I was like, oh, that dog's not very nice looking, is it? Yeah. The lady then persisted to say immediately, like without even thought, at least it's one breed.
Oh
yeah.
Can you break that down for us? What is
one breed? So she looked at me. So she looked at me before I even said anything, because the way that rolled off her tongue, she was already thinking it. She must have looked at me and my sister walking past and thought, oh, these mixed breeds. And then when she heard me say that, she said, at least it's one breed.
Oh no, what did you do?
Nothing. But at that day I just realized that, you know, it was a test of my identity. Yeah, I didn't let it affect me. I just let me realise that there are racist people walking the streets of London.
Yeah, wow.
Where
is
that? Are you allowed to say
it? East London.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of rude.
At least it's one breed.
And the thing is, though, cool.
She's called basically a mongrel, basically.
Yeah, and the thing is, that means that she walks around on a daily basis looking at mixed people, thinking, can't believe mine have mixed with one of them.
Oh, stop it.
That's bad.
Really bad, isn't it?
And if because it's crazy.
Yeah, we were young.
She's a
piece
of shit. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. Sorry that happened to you, man.
It's okay. Yeah, I've come a long way since then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's sad. Else? A testing time?
Do you know what? Maybe just the whole university experience, you know? It's just, I think from day one, it's just long. Or like, the whole signing up process, the personal statement, you have to write about yourself, this, that, and the third. You get your grades, you get to the uni that you wanted. Well, some people get the uni that they wanted. And you've got to look for accommodation. So for me, my friends were all third year uni when I started. So they had already had their own setup. And for some reason, I wasn't able to get on campus
accommodation. Halls.
I couldn't get halls. So I had to stay privately. So I stayed with two of my friends, and then there was like two other girls that we used to live with as well.
Mm.
That whole trying to navigate university as an adult when you're up there and you ain't really got a clue about half of the things
what to expect, yeah.
Electricity's running out, people tell me about council tax, but I didn't know that you're not supposed to pay council tax as a student.
So you was paying?
No, I was going, I was very close to doing it, but they were sending I was leaving it, so I was letting them, the letters come through.
But you just weren't managing it properly. You didn't declare you was a student?
No, I just thought, I'm not paying this. This is mad. Why am I paying council? I think it was £500-600 for the council tax or something stupid like that, and I just went on paying it. And they were just off it. They didn't really care. You know? They were just doing what they was doing. They had finals. This is their third year, so they're worried about other things. Yeah. Then you have to worry about getting food for yourself, 9 a.m. lecture. Then you got car trouble. What else was going on? It's a lot.
Your money it lasts through the free. It's like free. Is it over 3 months they pay you, isn't it? Your grant, isn't it?
Yeah, you get paid. Some people get paid a grant
and a loan.
I didn't get a grant, so it's just the loan. So you have to make that loan stretch for, was it 3 months?
It's 3 months, yeah.
I think it might have been £1,000.
Yeah.
I think. Imagine trying
and
to
that's
make,
for your rent as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Imagine to take £1,000 to feed yourself, to put petrol in a car, to go out and have fun here and there. And what else was we trying to do with that money? And clothe yourself, because you can't just keep wearing the same things again and again that are all dusty and whatever.
Yeah, because you want to look fresh for uni, innit?
It's a swag.
You've got to get books.
Yeah, that one ain't lasting. You already run out.
That goes back to my original story from season one about stealing people's food.
Because you got to use at the end of your temper,
I saw food right there. I thought, that'll save me a tenner tonight. So you might as well just rob them.
Robbing people's pizzas.
But I think the whole uni experience, minus the educational part of it, I think was quite a testing time. But you learn so much about yourself and things you can, what you're capable of, throughout that whole thing. Because you're actually by yourself. A lot of people can call on friends and family and ask questions, this is that and the third. But being honest, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you have to
manage and
navigate.
Have to find a car mechanic in Hertfordshire.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Telling me my cam belt's gone. It's going to be £1,000, mate. I ain't got that. What are you talking about?
The whole £1,000 that you've got. For everything else.
Parking up the car. Forget about it. Things like that. I'll top up my car with £5 in the tank and hopefully that lasts for God knows how long.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Sometimes I think it's such a shame that a lot of people are getting put off going uni and it's just getting more and more expensive. Because I genuinely feel like uni is something that everyone should experience.
You think?
Yeah, even though it's hard. But I just think it's just such a... Like Els was saying, you learn... I personally didn't stay on campus. I stayed at home because I went to one that was local to my house.
Yeah.
But I just feel like being a part of lectures, educating yourself, really pushing yourself to limits, staying in that library till 5 a.m. trying to get your work done, building friendships. I think it's just a good thing to do when you're growing up. It really is.
I don't know. I just think all of those skills you can get elsewhere, because I look at so much people that's gone to uni and they've got a degree and I think...
Waste.
Yeah.
I think back
to all the people that actually
went uni.
Do what they studied now. Nice. And maybe I don't know anyone.
Yeah, maybe as well.
Honestly, bro, I genuinely don't think I know.
No, but I feel
maybe
people that did medicine are.
Yeah, or law, or law, to be fair.
Not even the law people.
But that's it. When you think about it, those skills, you can get those skills.
You can.
Elsewhere.
I don't think she's talking about the educational part.
Because a lot of people.
Yeah, no, but even the social side of things and that, you can still get that.
I really enjoyed lectures, though. I just thought it was so nice to be in that environment. Now, as an adult, where you don't get to learn, I loved being lectures. Going back and forth. Yeah, when you get to talk about things. Because I used to love talking about psychology and
Is that what you studied?
No, I done sports, but with sport you have to
understand the psychology.
You have to do psychology, science, nutrition, and I kind of use my degree. I kind of do now. I did after when I was in uni. I was a PE teacher, so technically
you did use it.
Yeah, and now I'm in fitness, health and fitness, and I've learnt so much that I use now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I'd get people to sign in for me.
I'll be honest, I'm like the uni thing, that's one thing I'm so happy that I didn't go, because there's not one person I've had a conversation with that has made uni sound
appealing.
Yeah. Like, not one person. Like, I haven't spoken to anybody and I thought, wow, like, uni sounded like it was going to be really good for me. Other than parties and nonsense and all this other stuff.
The social side.
Yeah. Like nothing about uni. Yeah.
I think things. I have a different outlook anyway, because I didn't actually experience uni like a uni person. I was still at home, still doing my normal life, but just going to lectures and stuff.
So it's kind of like my college kind of vibe.
Yeah, my experience
is
different, yeah.
I'll do it all again. I can't lie.
Yeah.
But uni again?
I swear to God.
Would you?
I'd do it all again.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to do the things I do now if I didn't go uni.
Would you do it again if it was free?
I don't know. I just don't think it's worth it.
Fair enough.
I just, but when I think back to the stress that I was under, I was stressed out in uni, you know? Like, there was periods of times where I was just thinking to myself, it's not going to get done. Yeah. I'm so stressed out.
And it actually sounds like,
you know, it's mad. It's, the other day, people develop mental health in uni.
I was at work the other day and I was talking to one of my clients who I work with, and she said that her daughter was messaging her there and then, and was basically saying, look, like, I think it was a final, like...
hesitation.
Yeah.
That's the stressful.
And the daughter said that she just can't do it.
Yeah.
And the mum's like, what do you mean? Like, you're here, isn't it? Yeah. Like, you come all this way and you're saying, yeah, how you going to scrap uni? And she's like, mum, like, I'm sorry, but I just...
I can't.
Like, physically, I just can't do it.
It's horrible.
And I was thinking, that is mad.
Yeah, I had the same feeling.
Yeah.
Like, the end of your 3 years, you're there and you're like, I can't.
It's
like,
horrible.
But imagine how she's going to feel when she does do it.
Yeah.
She's going to feel amazing, because at that point she really thought she couldn't do it. And when you get past that, it allows you to become, it's growth in yourself as an individual, because you understand that the limit you thought was your limit isn't.
Yeah, I hear that, but I just...
look at me trying to be like, yeah.
I you know what I think? I just think...
It's not for everyone.
I just think if my degree is not going to be used after that, then why would I put myself through this?
Like, I agree.
It's mad, though, because a lot of people go back and do masters and stuff.
If you genuinely
Scared
degree,
of what?
The real world.
No, but they might still have... They might.
Get into the real world.
I hear you, but
let's get busy. Fuck the masters.
Some people thrive just get busy. Off of education and, like, having that state, the status and the doctorate next to their name. That's their goals in life. Everyone's...
But then again, that's when it's worth it for them, because
that's their definition of success.
Yeah, and they're using what they're gaining from uni in their day to day. But for me to go uni, 27k worth of debt, 3 years,
stress,
mental health.
Yeah, it's mad. It's mad.
Start taking drugs.
Poor. I'm poor.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Stealing.
I'm a thief. And then you don't use your degree.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about
it. The concept.
Like, that's
mad.
Actually a waste of time. Like, it's a waste of time and it's a waste of money.
I agree with you. I agree.
In the comments, if you've been to uni, let us know in it. Like, what are your views? Do you feel like uni's worth it? And would you go back and do it again? And do you use your degree for whatever you do now? Just let us know.
To be fair, going back to school, I was going to say uni as well, so I don't even feel like I need to. I feel like we can kind of just wrap that bit up there.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, I think for me, probably like one of my biggest tests is probably like converting from a boy to a man. And
I was going to say something else.
And they decide. You're stupid. You
know what I'm saying? I thought it was sex change. Sex change. A change of sex.
Transition.
My transition.
But like. But like, you know, like, there's like a stage where you have, like, where you say, I need to be mature now.
Wait, you've had that conversation.
What? With myself, yes.
Yeah, so I need to be mature now.
I need to be mature now. When? Like, I need to understand.
When did you have that chat?
This is shocking.
Wait,
like,
wait,
I need
that chat. Yeah.
This is genuinely shocking.
When did you have that chat?
I'll be honest, this chat.
It's regular.
It's regular.
It's monthly.
It's a regular conversation.
This is
a regular meeting.
This chat is.
It's still going on now.
It's quarterly. I've got one due.
At the end of the month.
I've got an appraisal coming up at the end of the month. Davis. No, but it's just like small things. So like things like how to manage money, how to sort out your credit, how to use the washing machine, how to like
just being an adult.
Yeah, like how to look after yourself, like. Just do mature things.
Like manage a good routine and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like things like that. Like I feel like that's difficult.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that like, you can get like caught up and be like, do you know what?
This is too much.
Yeah. I wanna be
having fun.
14. No. And just worry about nothing.
I get you. Especially if it's tasks as well that you've never dealt with before. Bro.
It's ongoing. Being an adult is ongoing.
Yeah, I was going to say that. With like being an adult, I was thinking about it the other day, yeah? And I was like, I don't think there's going to be time off forever.
No.
Until I die.
And we rushed into this.
Yeah.
We used to think we wanted to be big people. Right.
It's never going to end. It's never going to end. You'll pay bills forever. Forever. Like, and you get more bills.
Yeah.
Fuck this, man.
I got a video sent to me earlier, yeah? Of me attempting to cut the grass. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. Like, I'll show you right now, in fact, if it's still there. And genuinely,
even things like that, like it's like there's proper like DIY like, task, yeah?
That you have to know how to do, just because of your age.
Yeah.
And your gender. Yeah, it's mad.
Does this man look like he knows what he's doing?
Why are you holding that in your hand?
I don't.
Because what are you trying to cut down?
The bushwhacker.
Wait, to cut the grass?
The grass?
There's
stuff a bushwhacker
at the back, and then there's stuff like behind the camera. Like,
we're really the new adults.
If you went through the garden and used that, you might use the bushwhacker.
If that's how you're setting things off, yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in deep trouble.
That's deep woods. Being put in charge of something.
Even try to spin it around and a little bit of flash to it.
Like, yeah, we'll put the video up, but it's just like, I'm not there yet. I have the conversation all the time. Like, yeah, all right. I'll sit down with my laptop. All right, time to be serious for the next hour.
Yeah, same.
And then I'll end up doing stupidness or I'll be on YouTube.
Same. And the fact that we literally have to, like, book our own doctors, dentists, regular checkups.
Yeah.
It's mad. You've got a little pain here. You've got to go and get that checked out.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, medicine. We're taking medicine.
I'm not going to doctors. All of that, I don't want to do it. I can't be bothered.
Figuring out what's for dinner every day.
That's not naive when I think about it. I'm just feeling tired.
Yeah,
even.
Man. It is tiring.
Let's
really
get into
tiring.
Copper quiz before we wrap this up.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Just to confirm, on the last quiz, I did add a point to Els for saying that what was it, the question?
Breasts are organ.
Or organs.
That will come straight to your face.
Thank you, man.
Pause.
So currently, week one, Jordan got 6 points. Week two, Jordan got 7 points. Els, week one, he got 6 points. Week two, he got 6 points. Week one, Theon got 5 points. Week two, Theon got 7 points.
So me and Els are tying at the moment.
You sure?
Yeah,
that
makes
sense. I'm not one ahead.
No. You and Els are still tying.
And in the leads.
I won.
Don't worry about all that, man.
Let's get this. Let's get this going.
Well, we've got 9 questions. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I forgot to add the last question.
9.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I know, but what do you mean it's not fair?
We need to have 10.
No, because it's about how many you get
I
right.
I need 10 points, though, Tyler. If I can get 10, that can come on.
When are you ever gonna get 10?
Today.
Why? Why? Is he a dunce?
No.
Right, ready? Ben, would you mind timing? Oh, yeah. For 10 seconds each question, please. Oh, no. Do you know what kid you wear in class?
What?
Right, Jordan has done it again. We're starting from the top. We're going again.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
In class.
But Jordan has done it again.
In class, do you know, I was, ask about me. I was.
Ask about you.
I was intelligent.
I was don't doubt
that. I was in all the top sets in school.
And you was well behaved?
That's another question.
Right. Okay. Ready for question one?
Yeah, go on.
What continent is the country Chad in?
Oh, fuck.
That's one easy. Thing. That's easy.
Question number two. How many days are there in 4 years? I'll repeat that. How many days are there in 4 years? How do you tilt your head like that?
No, it's over. It's over. Forget it.
How many days?
Yeah. Do you know? Wait, guys. Sorry, before we get to the end, I'm going to give you another 10 seconds for that question because I forgot to add, it is not including the leap year. Remember, there's one leap year.
Forget it, man.
You don't understand that?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
okay,
just
cool.
Leave out the leap year.
Forget it. I'm not adding all them things in there.
Okay, question number three. How many teeth do adults have, including the wisdom teeth?
Oh, we spoke about this at work. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm locked in, man.
What three colours are in the Luxembourg flag?
Oh, Luxembourg. You want us to name the colours or yes. How many?
No, no. I want you to tell me the colours. Name them, please. There's
Luxembourg.
Three.
Luxembourg. Oh, that was a town.
Yeah, isn't that a town?
You might be in trouble.
It says. Right, we're looking after.
Isn't that in
Russia. It's in Russia, isn't it?
What?
Luxembourg,
which manager? This is a multiple choice. I feel like we're all over the place with this one. Multiple choice. Which manager for Liverpool won 6 football titles?
Oh, that's easy.
Is it A, Bob Paisley? B, Arne Slot? Or C, Roy Hodgson? Hodgson?
Hodgson.
Hodgson, oh, sorry.
Yeah. What's his question 5?
Yeah. Do you want me to say the answers again?
Yeah, no, I got it. That's easy.
Okay, number 6. How do you spell pneumonia?
Ooh. Pneumonia. K. this is wrong. Pneumonia.
Question number 7. What is the currency in Mexico? Yeah, you're making me laugh. What is the currency in Mexico? Remember, if you've got a bit of time, you can go back to another question if the bell hasn't gone. Okay. Number 8. What is the perimeter of a circle called?
I know that. Doesn't matter about the spelling, though, does it?
No, not for that one, no.
Cool.
This don't look right.
But I know what it is, though.
Question number 9. Which artist sang the song called Baby, released in 2002?
Baby. Ah, I know that one. There's a lot of artists that have sung that song.
But I know you got it because I can tell the way you wrote that.
Yeah, I might be done.
You're my...
Do you want to swap them over and I'll read the answers out?
Oh, the Luxembourg one mashed me up, man. And I now smell pneumonia really bad. I've missed. So there's no... All right, cool.
Luxembourg is a small landlocked country in Western Europe.
Well, are we swapping?
Your last question, there's 2 answers though.
My last?
Question, there's 2 answers.
Okay, so put both and then if...
Oh, yeah.
You get one of them right, you can get a point still. Because if it's in the same year, then...
Nearly, yeah.
So,
you've got to try.
Nelly. Nelly.
You got to try, mate.
Make sure you tick with the ones that you got correct,
that's
yeah?
That's wrong, Else. That's wrong.
So,
Justin Bieber. Or about? In 2002. He would have been about.
I don't know how old Justin Bieber. I put two answers there, though. So, is one of them right or wrong?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel right, like Fiona's done really focus. Well. Yeah, this focus. Pneumonia is crazy.
What? So, that's wrong, is it?
let's go through the question.
Wait, just so you guys know, he spelled it like Nemo.
Spell it out. That's what my teacher taught me. Spell it out and word it pneumonia. That's
Nemo.
How it should be spelled.
Are you finding pneumonia? Yeah.
That's how it should be spelled.
Sorry, so, can we go? Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. Number one.
Africa.
Oh, yes. Fuck. In the money.
What did you put, Jordan?
The Middle East.
Chad. That's an African country. That's Central Africa. Chad.
Yeah, I'll be on. I've never heard of it.
I was going to put Africa as well.
Chad, come on, man. You
question
about
number
Chad.
Two is 1,460.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Yeah.
You got it right?
Yeah, he's a mathematician.
Oh, shit.
1,026. That was incorrect.
question number three was 32.
Oh. Got this one right, Els.
I said 38.
I said 26.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
I wasn't talking about the wisdoms, though.
I said including the wisdoms.
Yeah, no. Including them.
Question number four was red, white, and blue.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got it right.
Ooh.
Else. Well done.
Yellow, red, white now.
Question number five was Bob Paisley.
Yes.
Else put Royal Chancellor.
Okay, this says Bill Fizzley.
No, it's my handwriting. It's my handwriting. That's Bob Paisley. That's Bob Paisley.
Fionn.
It's my handwriting.
I swear down, this says Bill Fizzley.
No,
it
don't.
Look.
It's an A.
That's
an A.
That's that Bill.
That's Bill.
Why have you spelled Paisley like that with a PH?
It's not a H, it's an A.
Oh, okay. Capital A.
Wait, what's an A?
The H.
I just didn't join it. At the top of the.
He done a capital.
Yeah, capital I don't have capital, capital A. I write in capitals.
No, but the rest is in lowercase.
Bill, that says Bill.
Oh,
Phil.
That looks like Bill.
It can only be. You get the point because it can only be.
Yeah,
Bob.
Thank you, man. It's not Roy Hodgson, is it?
No, it's not. That's the only man.
How do you spell pneumonia? It is pneumonia.
Why are you so quick?
Yeah, you done well.
Wait, you got it right?
Els got it right.
P-N...
Wait, what did I
why mean? Did you exit?
Because he got... Look.
Wait, P-N... Oh, you missed the E.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was close, though.
Yeah, he was close.
Els got it right.
Okay.
So so I just missed one letter?
Literally, just one letter.
So we don't get any...
Nope.
Okay, fair enough.
So let's go back to Bill Fizzley then.
No, it's not.
Let's go back to Bill Fizzley. Who is that? Bill Fizzley wasn't even one of the answers.
Paisley.
Bill Fizzley.
Bob Paisley.
Number seven, the answer was pesos.
Yep.
Number eight, the answer is circumference.
Yep.
The way you spoke this is hilarious.
And number nine was Ashanti.
Yes.
I knew you got it right because I could see how you.
Right.
Let me know the score so I can.
One, write two,
got
down.
Five.
Four, five. Five for Els.
What did I get, Els?
One, two, three,
five.
Four, five.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Five out of nine.
Oh, no, Fionn got six.
Did I?
Wait, is it number nine, Ashanti?
Yeah. One, two, three, four,
five, six.
Yes! I knew it! Come on! So I won that one then.
How many did Jordan get?
Five.
Done. 5 points.
Els got five as well. And I got six.
I'm still in the lead.
Els, you got what?
Five.
And then Theon, how many
six.
Do you get?
So I won six. This week. Yes!
So you've taken over Els by 1 point.
How much am I behind
okay,
Jordan?
Okay, so Jordan is seven.
By one.
Come in.
Jordan's on 17 points. Els on 16. And Theon.
Wait, you might be on 17.
I'm on 17.
Theon is 7, 8, 9, 10, 8, 12, 14. 16.
Oh, sure, no, let's calculate that properly.
Wait, Jordan, you got 6, 7, 5.
Mm-hmm.
What's that equal?
16, right? No, 18.
Wait, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, 5 plus 7, 12, 18.
L's got 6, 6, and 5, which is 12, 13, 17. 17. So you're 1 point ahead of L's. And Fionn got 5, 7, 6. So
18.
You two are drawing now.
Come on, man. Yeah, man. We're back. I knew it. Give me time. Give me time. It's that shanty one that busts me, you know.
I try and put like questions that I know. That...
The Bow Wow song was 2003. That's what's trying.
But is it called Baby though, his one? Was this one You're My Baby? With all right, Jagged Edge.
Oh, it's just, yeah, no, it's just My Baby.
So. Yeah, that's, they would have got it wrong.
Well, as you can see, once again, I'm still in the lead here.
No, you're not.
I've proven what, yeah, I am.
We're the same, aren't we, Desiree?
What?
Me and Jordan have got the same point.
Okay, right? Yeah, but in the lead.
Don't know about that.
But anyway,
this game's bollocks.
I've proven once again that I'm one of the most intelligent people here on the Copper Show. So with that being said, we're going to bring things to a close here. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Send in your questions this week because we're going to
answer them.
Yeah, next week. So yeah, I've been Big Geordie George. I've been running the show around here. This has been the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast.
L's aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you will come to see.
The Tyler, the Styler, the one that's keeping this shit together. Peace.
Until next time, people.
Peace.